This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
I'm going through mine.
My files right now. I got, you know, hold on. Let me just check this out here. Let's get to the filing. Yeah, I know some people in their car right now talking about, but if you don't hurry up and play the doggone prank, quit playing. We got to go in to work. Quit all that playing. Come on, you know which one you're going to play, Tommy. Okay, I'm just trying to give a little suspense to it, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little suspense. So let me see.
Yeah,
let me do it like my granddaddy say, ara.
He looks at that thumb and that index finger.
Yeah, ara.
Going through the papers. Yes.
Let me do it like your uncle used to do it. Reach in there and get you something. Reach in there and get you a prank. Get in there. Reach in there and get you one. Come, get you one. Get you one quarter. There you go. This right here is relationship departure. Relationship departure. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hey, Brian. Hey, baby.
Hey, what's up?
I was calling to tell you, baby, look, I just can't do this anymore.
I got it.
Hello?
Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, this is Greg. I know you was just talking to Val, but this is Greg talking to you. It's Brian, right?
Greg, who? Yeah, this is Brian. Greg, I was just talking to my wife. Could you put her back on the phone?
No, I'm not gonna be able to do that.
So, why can't you do that, man?
Hey, let me explain something to you.
Explain.
All right, there's some things, you know, long conversations about this.
Whoa, how you know my wife on a first name basis like that, man? Who are you?
Like I said, man, my name is Greg.
Okay.
All right, at the airport. Okay.
Airport? Which airport? Why are you? What are you at the airport with my wife for?
Hey, let me. Doc. All of this is complicated. Okay, it's real.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, make it simple for me.
Okay. So what I want to explain to you. Let me explain to you, man.
What?
Nine. We've had a lot of long conversations about this. It's something that she's...
What? When? When was this? Why are you at the airport with my wife?
She's with me. And
why?
Is leaving with me. Okay?
Leaving? What do you mean leaving? Leaving me? Oh, hell no. Put her on the phone. Hey, I don't even want to talk to you, man. Put her on the phone. Put her on the phone, man. Look, you need to put her on the phone right now. Leaving. I don't believe that, man. I want to hear her say that.
You want to talk to her?
Oh, here you saying. Yeah, let me talk to my wife, man, because you
baby,
you're about to make...
Baby.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up? What's this dude talking
calm
about?
Calm down, sweetie.
Calm down.
I've been trying to tell you this for a while. See, you think everything's okay, but it hasn't been okay.
Why are you telling me this on the phone? Why can't you just come home and tell me this to my face,
babe? Go sit down.
Why can't you just tell me this to my face?
Hey, bro. Come on, man.
No, man. Why are you home, man? I was just talking to my wife, man.
Hey, bro. I know this is painful, man.
You don't know nothing,
hey, brother,
right?
I know this
is...
Nothing. Okay.
Please, if you got any ounce of a man in you, just put my wife back on the phone.
All right, bro. Can I say something to you, man?
What you got to say, man? Unless it's my wife on the phone, but you ain't got nothing to tell me.
I'm gonna put her on in a second, but let me say this to you, man.
Say it, man, and wrap it up, all right? Because I need to talk to my wife.
I just want you to know this, Brian.
Let me know something.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tommy.
You got me to prank phone call you.
You what? You mother? Hold on. So, okay, if you pranking me, what's up with the airport stuff in the back then? Well, y'all at the airport?
No, bro. Your wife is here at the studio, man. Ain't nothing happening, man. Your wife. Hold on, I'm going to let you talk to her.
Yeah, yeah.
You all right? First of all, are you all right?
Man, it was about to be a murder scene, man.
Mm-hmm. Look at me now. Who's a big prankster, huh? I got you. Finally.
You could have been a little bit more subtle than this.
I'm so tired of you doing this to me. You and your brother, you think y'all the only ones can prank people.
He said you and your brother be pranking all the time, man.
Boy, man, it's light stuff, though. I am, girl, you ain't...
Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, you got a birthday coming up? Happy birthday, Brian.
Man. Great gift. Great gift, man. Let me talk to my wife, man.
I ain't got nothing to do with your wife. Hold on.
Please. Woman, you got me, all right? You ain't got to go this far, all right? You ain't got to go this far every time.
It's supposed to be funny. I did feel a little bad when you kind of started tearing up, but I'm glad to know you fight for me like that.
Fight. It was going to be some fight. It wasn't going to be a fight. Oh, girl, just a bring your black home.
I'm coming, baby.
Don't even stop at red light.
You know how pastors get through when they say they preach that thing? I pranked that thing right there. You hear me? I pranked that thing right there.
Yeah, okay?
I pranked that thing right there. I don't care how y'all look at it. I pranked that thing right there. You feel me?
Yes, you did. Yeah, man. I broke that brother down, man. That wasn't right, man.
Yeah. Praise and worship service.
Okay. You know, it's something about when you get a man almost to tears.
Uh-huh.
See, that's when you push somebody to that limit, when you know you got them in the palm of your hand, I prank that thing right there.
Come on, King of Pranks.
Thank you, Shirley. Nobody wants to give you your accolades.
Yeah, you gotta love them.
That's all.
You gotta love them.
If I don't ask for my accolades, how am I gonna get them?
A lot of people get them and don't ask, but that's beside the point.
As far as me and my house, we will serve the pranks. Come on. I'm trying to tell you.
Thomas Joshua Miles.
Oh, that's what I said. The Book of Joshua. Serve
me and my house.
Okay. We will serve the prank. All right, Nephew Tommy, House Party Comedy Jam. It is Buffalo, New York. I am ready. I'm excited. It's going down. Tickets are selling like crazy, and I appreciate y'all coming to see your boy straight out of Kansas. Y'all got to come see. I got a whole lot to talk about, man. Saturday, August the 31st, that is Labor Day weekend. The Nephew is coming to town. Tickets on sale right now. I will be at the Shea Performing Arts Center, laying in the cup, the Miller Theater. That's the Miller Theater. That is in Augusta, Georgia. That is Friday, September the 6th. Tickets are on sale right now. What's laying in the cup? I got one more that's laying in the cup. The Hyman Center. Hyman Center, that's Saturday, October 26th. Nephew Tommy and friends, that's Lafayette, Louisiana. Right there. Lafayette, Louisiana. Lafayette, that's called the Hyman Center. Yes. Well, you want to come do some stand-up? Come on, hang out with your nephew, man. Come on down to Lafayette with me. Man, we going to eat good, man. We're going to leave Houston. We're going to drive through Beaumont, man. We're going to stop at Lake Charles. You know, we're going to Baton Rouge.
Road trip.
Uncle Neff road trip. Headed to Lafayette, Louisiana. Come on. You don't see
that. You tour too hard.
You lived in your car. Stop.
Yeah, that's why I ain't doing that no more. You told me we're going to drive through Beaumont and Corpus Christi. What?
I didn't say Corpus. Beaumont, Lake right. Charles.
Shout out to Neff. Yeah.
Crap. Beaumont.
All right. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.